Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to it. My name is Nkululeko Nkewu and this is Sokala Duma Radio's big interview. And in this conversation, we speak to Riyad Noordin, Platinum Stars on loan midfielder from Orlando Pirates, about their run in the last four games of the season. Are they going to be relegated? Yes, no, perhaps not. We'll hear from the horse's mouth. I hope you enjoy the conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
We're now joined on the line by Platinum Stars midfielder on loan from Orlando Pirates, Riyad Noordin. We thank you very much for joining us. With four games to go and fighting against relegation at Platinum Stars, how is the mood in camp?
No, the mood is it's going great because seeing that we won the last game and we drew the game against Morocco. So I think the guys is like, you know, they're feeling a bit, you know, better because now it feels like we're getting a result and the result is needed because at least the point is going up. But, you know, besides the whole debate thing about the Ajax story, we're not actually worried about that. We only worried about what we can do, you know, control what we can control. So I think the guys is positive. You know, we had a great session this morning. The guys is looking forward to the remaining games and it's another big one against Chiefs this weekend. So
it doesn't get any easier though with Kaizer Chiefs. You're playing them. Platinum Stars historically has had a decent record against Kaizer Chiefs. And what is the mentality going to that game and even going to the four games that are left? Do you are going on a win all matches at all cost kind of mentality?
Yeah, definitely. You know, as a footballer, knowing you in the relegation, you know, not everybody can tell a story about relegation, but seeing that we're there, you know, you just have to take it one game at a time, you know, and then, like, you can't concentrate on the game of the Chiefs until you've finished your Chiefs. So we have to do the best that we can, you know, we have to train hard, we have to work hard, we have to listen to instructions, we have to do what we can do that we can control, and then come Saturday and then, you know, put it into play and then, you know, see what can happen, and also knowing what happened to Chiefs, you know. So if we can, you know, start on a positive note, then that can also be, like, better for us because now we know what's happening with Chiefs and the fans, you know, because they're all on top of them because of the title race, you know. So I think for us, you know, to just keep focus and, like I said, just keep working hard, you know, take it one game at a time because the season is four games or five games left. But, you know, things can happen, you know, teams can lose, you know, anything can happen. So you just have to be focused and do what you can do.
Would you say that playing Kaizer Chiefs who are now not doing well, especially after their last results against Chippa United, which was a 3-0 scoreline, would you say that this is the perfect time to face them?
Definitely, you know, it could be yes and it could be no, because, you know, after a big team loses, you know, they will come out guns blazing to prove a point. So we also have to be on the other end, be very focused, because we know what Chiefs is capable of. You know, they have great players, you know, the likes of Sabin, etc. But like I said before, we don't concentrate on them because they are Chiefs and we are Platinum Stars. We can only do as much as we can do. So, you know, if the coach gives us a game plan and he believes in the game plan the way we did against Polokwane and we believed in the game plan, so if we can do that again against Chiefs, and then maybe, you know, we can come our way with the result. It's not, you know, it's not impossible. Impossible is always possible if you believe.
All right. And obviously, this is not a usual scenario for you. Your former club is also embroiled in a relegation battle, but coming from an Ajax Cape Town, which is a stable PSL team, Orlando Pirates, which is a major PSL team, to now this environment, how this environment where a team is almost doomed for relegation until recently, where you haven't lost in two matches, how has that affected how you play your football, playing for a team that looks doomed for relegation?
No, you know, for me, it's not the thing much about the relegation zone, but it's, for me, it's more about, you know, because knowing that I haven't been playing much this past season, so now that I've been getting time down, for me, it's just, you know, to put my foot down, you know, to showcase that who I really am, you know, because I was at Ajax. I had a great season and a half there when I was promoted, you know, and then I went to Pirates. I started as well. Unfortunately, injuries kept me out of the game, but now I'm just trying to get back on my feet, and, you know, with the coach believing in me and giving me opportunities to play my game, you know, it's me, I'm helping the team, and also the team is helping me because I get 90 minutes under my belt, and I'm trying to help the team because we know the Platinum Stars history, you know, that it was, they had a great team, you know, they won many things.
Yeah, but they were a good club team.
You understand? It's sad to see where they are now, but unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about it. Like I said before, we can't look at the things that we can't control, you know. We only have to look at the things that we can control. And, you know, with this 5 games remaining, we as the players that have to be positive. And, you know, most teams is in the relegation every season, but it's the ones that want the most that get out of it. You get what I mean? So, like, it's only 3 points now between us and Ajax. So if we can get a positive result against Chiefs, that will give the guys even more hope and even more belief that, look, this is what they actually want, and this is why they actually want to get out of this rut that we're in, you know, because since the beginning of the opening of this second half of the season, you know, it started badly, but I think there has been a massive change, you know. Even though we lead the game and then in the last 10 minutes we lose, you know, by 2-1. Unfortunately, it was our own basic mistakes, errors that we did, but I think it's getting better, you know, that the guys is learning from it. Unfortunately, that happened just late in the season where, you know, now we want to not concede and then, you know, get the win. But, you know, we just have to keep positive and remain focused and humble. And, you know, with God and all by your side, you know, you can always achieve if you believe.
Mm. Now, looking at one of the weakest points of the club has been the goal scoring for this season. You are the worst scoring team, the worst team when it comes to goal scoring in the league, and it explains why you are in the place that you find yourselves in. Now, give us a sneak preview or what is going on with the strikers now going into the last four matches. How are the strikers? Because you've contributed, you have 3 goals, you hit the ground running when you went to Platinum Stars on loan. How are the strikers now with the 4 matches left? How are they feeling? Bongi Ntuli, we saw he scored a goal. Would you say that they are now pumped up and they can improve the goal scoring?
Yeah, I think every striker wants to get on the score sheet, but at the end of the day, it's also the supply to the strikers. You know, even at any big team, they always ask why the striker is not scoring, but it's also the supply to the strikers, you know. So me also now being here, you know, I have a relationship with Bongi, you know. For him, me and him have this understanding where, you know, he's a strong player. So, you know, most players didn't use his ability to the best of his ability. You know what I mean? Like, they always, you know, just made him run. But with me, I told him specifically when me and Gerald have the ball, don't run away, come short, because then you make space behind. You know, we can play a 1-2, you know, open space with a third man running, etc., etc. So, you know, it's mostly about understanding your striker at the end of the day, because if you understand him and you know where he makes his run and where he wants the ball to be put, you know, then more goals can be scored. But if you do not know that and you don't know your striker, and then, you know, that you won't have that current relationship. But like I said, like, we're working very hard on training. You know, the coach gives us finishing drills, and, you know, he emphasizes hitting the target, putting the ball in the back of the net. Whether it's 50 times you have to do it, but do it, because at game day, you know, you only get 1 or 2 opportunities, and if you miss both, you know, it's rare that another one's going to come. So when it comes your way, you have to be concentrated, you have to be focused, and you have to put it away, because we all know you score one, and then you miss all the other chances, and then what happens? The team come back in the last minute, they equalize, or they come last, they win the game 2-1. So as us now, we have to also, you know, when we score one, we mustn't sit back. We have to try to get another one, you know, just to uplift ourselves also, because then it puts smiles on your face. So that I can tell you, after the game against Polokwane, it's the first time that I felt in a long time where the guys were actually happy. You know, I could see them smiling because they got the victory. You know, so we have to build on this. We can't now slack also because we think we won one game. We have to now do it for the next 5 games.
Mm. Now, last one on Platinum Stars. The importance of coach Roger Dessau when it comes to rescuing this situation. He's had this experience. He was relegated with Bidvest in the mid-2000s. How important is he to ensuring that he gets you guys, the whole team, out of this situation that you're in?
he's very important. You know, I think we really missed him in the 2-3 games that he was suspended. And you could also see, you know, that he, you know, when you have the likes of Coach Pizzo, you know, all the big coaches, when they're there, you feel the presence. But when they're not there, you know, you actually see that things don't go actually the way that it's supposed to go. But because the coaches have that huge influence on the players, you know, because the players know that when the coach is there, you know, it's like you actually want to give him everything that you have in the tank. So, you know, I think it's huge. And also what Coach Rosa is like, I don't think he's a coach. I think he's more of a your friend, you know. He's more of a person that you can speak to. He's not somebody that you can't speak to. You know, you have an open relationship with the guy. So I think that's supposed to make it easier for the guys, you know, to play under him, because he's a very, eco person, because he doesn't shut players out. He speaks to everybody. Everybody is the same, you know. So that's very important for players to play under somebody, and also knowing if you want to achieve things together. So there need to be that relationship. And I think even myself with him, we have a great relationship, knowing that he gave me my first opportunity that I have. So that's why maybe he called me again to come help him. So yeah, I'm just here to do the best that I can for him and also for myself, you know.
Now, going back to your parent club, we moved swiftly along then. Orlando Pirates, they have attackers for days, and they are on top form at the moment. Memela, Shonga, Loach, there's a lot of attackers that are doing really, really well at the moment. When you look at yourself and how you fit into the picture, because sooner or later you're gonna have to go back there in that environment, and you're gonna have to fight for your place there. Have you thought about that, and how are you gonna be able to break into the team and become a permanent player in the first 11?
Yeah, that's what I said before, you know, that's what I said, 90 minutes is very key for me at this moment, you know, so I have to take advantage of every opportunity I get to play, because knowing that I haven't been playing much when I was there, so I have to prove now already, you know, with these games coming up, you know, to show why when I do go back and when they do take me back, you know, that I am still the right man to be at the Orlando Pirates. So that's why I have to make the most of my opportunities when getting the opportunity. And also, you know, if I get the opportunity to score, I have to put the ball in it. I have to create chances so that they can also see that I'm an asset, you know, and not just somebody that can be there on the side. You know, you get what I mean? So, yeah, it's all about self-motivation. And, you know, I have to look at myself first, you know.
Give yourself an opportunity to assess the situation and say, you know what, there are just too many players in front of me that are doing well. Perhaps I need to try something else. Perhaps I need to go overseas. Is that something that would cross your mind when you face that situation of not playing?
Yeah, you know, they always come that way. You know, most players, when they don't play, they get frustrated because they're not in the picture. But I think me, when I was there, even when I wasn't playing, I was working very hard, you know. I'm not a player that would solve, you know. Even if I don't play, I will keep working hard, because I know one day my opportunity will come in, you know, with the Lord and all of that above him. He has a plan that is out for you. So you just have to keep believing in yourself, because there's only so much a player can do. So if I do go back and the players are on top for me and I do not play, and then you have to assist the situation at that moment. But right now, I only have to concentrate on myself, you know. While I'm at Platinum Stars, do my best that I can, you know, put in the performances that they don't go unnoticed, you know. It has to be noticed, so it's by me also to make it noticed for the people that need to notice it.
Obviously, you're one of the golden generation at IX Cape Town. IX Cape Town periodically always have this generation of gems, players that are extremely good for their age. You, Abubakar Mobara, and Rivaldo Kutsia, at some point were the vital cog for IX, and you graduated to the Olympics team, even with Jody February following you to the Olympics team. And you did well with the under-23s for the national team. Now, Rivaldo is injured. Now, Abubakar Mobara is struggling to break into the team. You have gone on loan. This now then links with the idea that our Cape Town players always struggle when they have to go back to Johannesburg, go back to the inland areas. Is that somehow related? How would you respond to that? That the Cape Townians usually struggle when they have to go to Joburg.
No, I don't think. Maybe for some players that is true, but for me that's not true, because you know, as a young player, when I did accept the move to Orlando Pirates, I knew what's in front of me. I knew that Orlando Pirates is a big team and there's lots of players, you know. It wasn't going to be as easy as Ajax because there I was guaranteed to play, you know, because I was one of, the, like you said, one of the upcoming, you know, me and Atubasa and Rivaldo, we were one of the players that, you know, actually were the key players of the team. So, yeah, you shouldn't look at it like that. And I don't think that it's necessary, you know, maybe like the other guys that's playing in, say, in our positions are doing very well. So you have to give them the benefit of the doubt because they're lifting their head up in that moment and the coach believes in that certain place. But that's like I'm saying, for us now, as colored, as you're saying, for me, as a colored, going to Platinum Stars, I have to make sure that, you know, I stand my authority, you know, and to show, look, this is why they bought me in the first place. You know, I wasn't just somebody that, you know, they thought would be great for them, but I am actually somebody that is great, you get what I mean? So, you know, it's not, maybe it can be true for other guys, but maybe the lifestyle they love, you know, you have to look at all the other things, but, you know, as a Muslim, I don't do much. I'm a family man, I'm married to my wife, so yeah, you know, if it's not training, I'm at home, I'm chilling, I relax, I focus on the next training session or the next match that's coming up, so yeah, you know, for some players that want to be in the lifestyle of Joburg, you know, Joburg is fast, can suck you in, but where as a Muslim is concerned, you know, you have to know what is right and wrong. So I think I'm doing pretty well for myself as a 23-year-old. You know, now it is for me to, like I said, lift my hand up again when going back and then, you know, push harder than ever before. And then, you know, like you said, try to make it to Europe, you know, try to make it to the Bafana team. You know, Coach Stewart likes to put the answers in. So, it's all about yourself. You have to look at yourself before you look at somebody else, before you look at a coach. You know, look at yourself, see what you're doing at that current moment. You know, are you doing your best? If not, go back to the drawing board, work even harder. You know, fix your weaknesses and improve on your strengths. You know, make it better than ever. You know, and then, you know, like I'm saying, somebody could get injured, God forbid that, you know, you don't want that, but when the opportunity arises for you, you have to be 100% sure that moment you're going to take it all, and then, you know, then they would also be in the shoe that I am in right now, you get what I mean?
All right, now, before we let you go, last two questions. One, I need you then to play analyst. Mamelodi Sundowns, what do they have to do to win the league? There are 25 games, 49 points. They look in prime position. Orlando Pirates, 25 games, 45 points. What does Orlando Pirates have to do to win the league?
Yeah, you know, it's two very big teams and that's challenging up to, you could say, till the end of the season. It's all going to come down to who's concentrated the most, who wants it the most. And, you know, as you can see, Pirates is winning one game, but sometimes they have a game in hand. Then they win the game in hand, which means they put more pressure on Pirates. We all know Pirates has a game against SuperSport on Wednesday. We know what that means, you know. And in Bombela, it's very tough there, you know. So if Pirates can come away with a victory, you know, then they have a game there and, you know, close to it. But then if Sundowns win the game, the next game, you know, so it's all about, it's going to come to the finest detail, you know. Nobody would know the detail, but I promise you, it's going to come to the smallest thing ever that's going to decide the league title. So it's simple. It's like I said, for Percy Tau, if say for example he is in this mode that he is now till the end of the season, then we know who's going to win the league. But if somebody slips up by Sundown, if they make a mistake, we know Pirates is there. You get what I mean?
Exactly. All right, your last words to Kaizer Chiefs fans as you prepare to face them. What would you like to say to them? A bold statement, perhaps?
No, you know, just have to respect the coach. You know, that he's trying to do the best he can, you know. It's always a tough, you know, feeling, you know, I feel for them because they actually want to win the league, maybe because it's been 3 years without a trophy. So, you know, it stinks and all of that. But yes, we're coming for them and they have to be prepared. And yeah, like they are prepared for us, we also prepared for them. So we'll do Saturday and then we'll see how it goes.
All right, Riyad, we thank you very much for joining us on Sokala Duma Radio. We wish you the best of luck in the relegation battle.
Thank you for having me, man. Thanks.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening. For more of these kind of interviews, please tune in next week. For now, it's goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.